I received a formal letter from some legal bloke in town, and to see the matter finalized, I had to travel down. He said there was some money that was left me in a will, passed on by some old codger he said was my Uncle Bill. Well, I pledged some transport off me mate, old Billy William Tide. His truck's a decent 4x4 with a horse float on behind. I took some bones for Blue and led old Joe up in the back, and at the break of day we rumbled off along the track. When I finally reached the city where the buildings hit the sun, I found a vacant spot to park the ute and trailer in. I saddled up old Joe and then with all my bushman's wit trotted off to find a street the letter named as Pip. I found a golden shingle that displayed the lawyer's name. I tied old Joe up out the front and went to make my claim. Maybe I'll have enough to buy a home in Broken Hill and retire on the inheritance left by dear old Uncle Bill. Well, it was your Uncle William G, said this lawyer Bertram Tate, who left his 15 grand to you, the sum of his estate. But the funeral and the health costs bring the total down, together with some unpaid bills he had around the town. And then there are my fees, of course, those I have collated, and a payment to the ATO for income understated. And that now makes the total sum of your inheritance $1,011.57. I left the lawyer's office, I was feeling quite dejected. The check that I received was far less than I had expected. And when at last I saw the truck, I thought, you little beaut, they sent around some boys in blue to guard old Billy's ute. Now here are six infringements which relate to laws you broke, and get that damned horse off the street and back into its float. How big's the fine I managed with a sinking in me gut? I reckon there'll be little change from near $800. Blue snarled at that cause he's me mate and knows when I've been shocked, and walked towards the copper with his leg already cocked. Hey, come here Blue, I quickly said, get in the bloody truck. It's clearly time we headed off, don't push our flaming luck. Well, I took me fine and fuel costs from the check that I had claimed, and found that I was down the bit I had before Bert's letter came. So all the trip was done for naught and I look a silly goat, and if I get another inheritance scam I'll burn the bloody note.